Contractors must follow their fall protection program when working at unguarded elevations 4 feet or greater. Fall hazards are present on pipe racks, loading racks, tanks, transports, roofs, and even on scaffolds and aerial lifts. It is preferred to do work at ground level. Do initial assembly at ground level or lower equipment to ground level when possible. Consider the use of scaffolding or aerial lifts before donning personal fall protection equipment. Personal restraint systems are the preferred method of personal fall protection equipment. They include a body harness and a carefully calculated length of lanyard that can extend just short of an elevated unguarded edge. This restricts the person attached from crossing the plane of the edge, thus preventing a fall before it occurs. Where used, personal restraint systems and the anchor points they attach to must be capable of supporting 1,000 pounds per person. Personal fall arrest systems, or PFAS, are used to slow down a fall once it occurs. PFAS consist of a body harness and a lanyard with an energy or shock absorber that helps slow a fall. Where PFAS are used, the equipment and the anchor points it is attached to must be capable of supporting 5,000 pounds per person. Verification of rescue services is required when using PFAS.